today's podcast, we're going to talk about the power of your words, part one. So let's get started. Welcome to the blogwithjesus.com podcast. I'm your host, Robert Welsh, coming to you from the Jesus Media Studios. And on today's podcast, we're going to talk about the power of your words, part one. So why don't we start in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. The key thing I want to point out in this text is that nothing happened until God said. Now, I'm not going to say that we're God, because we're not. But Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 says that we're made in His image and likeness. So I want to submit to you that nothing happened until God said, and that nothing will happen until you say. Now, you remember that when we were kids, somebody said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, you know that's not true. You know that somebody said something at some time in your life to you that hurt you deeply. So I want to submit to you that words have power. And the second point is that nothing will happen until you say. Now, the reason we're talking about this is because we need to understand the power of our words. I want you to understand that nothing will happen successful in your life until you start to declare it from your mouth. Remember the time in your life when maybe a parent or a teacher or a coach said something to you that led you to take massive action or led you to massive paralyzation? You either did something great or did nothing at all based on what people have said. So the first point is that nothing happened until God said. And the second point is that nothing in your life will happen until you say. You have to declare it from your mouth. And the third point I want to leave you with is that you have to understand point one and two. You have to have it in your heart. You have to have it in your spirit that this power is in your words. And I want to bring that from the text, Proverbs 18, chapter 21, verse 21. It said that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. See, this is scriptural, that death and life is in the power of your tongue. And we need to realize this in order to have success in our life. This whole podcast series is going to be helping us to speak things out of our mouth in order to help us to achieve the things that we want in life. And I know my life changed the moment I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. And I never like to close a podcast without giving you the opportunity to make Jesus Christ your Savior and Lord. So, if you want to make Jesus Christ your Savior and Lord today, pray with me. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Savior and Lord. Friends, if you prayed that prayer, I believe you got born again. Keep God first place in your life. He's going to take you places that you never imagined. This is Robert Welsh from blogwithjesus.com. And remember to evangelize, disciple, and encourage so the world will know Jesus. I'll see you on the next podcast. Blessings.